Here you have this woman who, again, is not, you know, as I said, a lovely creature, you know, kind of reclining, right. What you think of Olympia or something like that, Manet's Olympia. This is a woman who is working and thinking and, you know, actually active. And she's someone who is, you know, and she's not necessarily just beautiful. In fact, she's not conventionally beautiful at all, you know, but she commands our attention, you know, and so, so building on that, you know, some of these other figures are like the woman in the studio. She, again, she's either writing or, she's in a studio, an art studio. So there, that association is there, but she is not one of the women who is pictured all around her. She is someone who is more thoughtful, more of a independent woman like this one. And so you see that right down the line. The thing that's really also the influencer or the shared sort of interest on the part of the two of them is in mythology. So this is the Judgment of Paris, which is, you know, the incident that then led to the start of the Trojan War. So really famous, and many Renaissance artists depicted, and Baroque, depicted this scene. And he actually, Robert Thompson, looked at and incorporated things from those depictions, which is why we get strange things like, what is that up there? We're not sure. You know, her headdress, you know, on that figure, those kinds of things, and the inclusion of the horse. And so here is the apple that Paris has awarded to Venus. And then, you know, she then guaranteed him the love of Helen, and we know the abduction of Helen, and that's what started the Trojan War. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so he's showing this scene, and it's obviously, you know, in a very 1964 color palette and all that. But really his depiction of women, of a conventional sort of view of women, you know, from the 60s, this artist wasn't necessarily interested in showing, like, you know, this independence of women. I mean, there's still this, you know, the tale that he is illustrating, which is like the, you know, Paris and Helen, like as old as can be in Western culture, right?
Right.
And so big difference between what he's doing there and what Kate Walkingstick is doing here. This woman is someone that is much more sort of triumphant figure,
sure,
and independent. She's not depending on Paris for anything, you know,
right,
or on a figure like that, on a man. Really, she's kind of what showing a parallel between this woman and her monumental pose and this landscape of the Southwest. You know, which is very grand, you know, and it's just the sort of iconic of the American West, right, or the country itself.